cattle futures drifted on Friday. USDA raised the expected feeder steer prices in the latest livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 19th of September. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week was 667,000 head, which was 63,000 head more than the previous holiday-shortened week. Year-to-date, estimated total cattle slaughter of 24 million head was 328,000 more, or 1.4% more than last year. Estimated year-to-date beef production of 19.8 billion pounds was 226.9 million pounds more, or 1.2% more. Cattle futures meandered Friday amid the heavy beef production, high corn price outlook, and recently lower wholesale beef values. Live cattle futures closed an average of 23 cents lower, from 5 cents to 35 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed mixed, from an average of 60 cents lower to 33 cents higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from slow on light demand to mostly inactive on light demand through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, live prices were a dollar higher in the Southern Plains at $142 hundredweight, steady to a dollar higher in Nebraska at $143, and steady to $2 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $143 to $144. Dress prices were steady to a dollar higher in Nebraska at $226 to $227. The previous week, dress prices in the Western Corn Belt were $225 to $230. Choice box beef cutout value was 6 cents higher through Friday afternoon at $252.40 a hundredweight. Select was $3.30 lower at $226.65. Corn futures closed mixed, from fractionally lower to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed down an average of 2 cents through September of 23 and then unchanged to fractionally higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Friday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Compared to 2 weeks earlier at Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota, with limited available comparisons, heifers weighing 800 to 899 sold steady to $2 higher, while those weighing 900 to 999 pounds sold $2 to $4 lower. There are 3,929 head on offer. Also in South Dakota, at Herd Livestock Auction, steers weighing 900 to 950 sold $2 lower. There are 2,322 head on offer. Compared with 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold steady to $3 higher at Lexington Livestock Market in Nebraska, where there are 2,277 head. Heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds traded steady to $8 lower. Finally, at St. Ones Livestock Auction in South Dakota, heifers weighing more than 800 pounds sold $3 to $5 lower. There are 2,000 head on offer there.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right. No broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at Hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices lost more ground Friday amid growing global recession fears. Preliminary quarterly results from FedEx late the previous day underscored the worries. First quarter FedEx results were adversely impacted by global volume softness that accelerated in the final weeks of the quarter, according to the company's update, which explained FedEx Express results were particularly impacted by macroeconomic weakness in Asia and service challenges in Europe. As a result of the preliminary first quarter financial performance, and expectations for a continued volatile operating environment, FedEx withdrew its fiscal year 2023 earnings forecast that was issued in June. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 139 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 28 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 104 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from 7 cents to 20 cents higher through the front six contracts. USDA's Economic Research Service raised expected feeder steer prices in the latest livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook compared to the previous month. Basis 750 to 800 pound steers at Oklahoma City prices were forecast $2 higher in the third quarter at $173 a hundredweight and $4 higher in the fourth quarter at $177. The 2022 annual average price increased $1.50 to $166.10. Projected prices for the first and second quarters next year increased $3 and $4 respectively to $172 and $190. The forecast 2023 average annual price increased $1.75 to $201. According to ERS analysts, calf prices are raised for 2022 and early 2023 as expected placements in feedlots reach deeper into tight supplies outside of feedlots. Based on recent NAS cattle on feed reports, they say average placement weights are declining, suggesting fewer yearlings are available for placement. This has likely improved demand for calves weighing more than 700 pounds. ERS analysts explain more feedlot placements in July than anticipated, as well as weekly reported stocker and feeder cattle sales in August, support raising anticipated placements in the third quarter of this year. They say this has further resulted in raising expected fed cattle marketings in early 2023 and subsequently raising projected first quarter 2023 beef production. As the drought pushes more calves into feedlots at a quicker pace than normal, ERS analysts say this will likely pull feeder cattle forward next year, decreasing expected marketings in the latter part of 2023. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 19th of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.